Yeah, this is Becca, and the KISS End of the Road Tour is about to hit Australia in November. They are bowing out in style. It's one big lap of the world to farewell one of the biggest bands, one of the biggest stadium rock bands you'll ever see live. Let's have a chat via Zoom. We've got Gene Simmons and Paul Stanley. Hey.
Becco.
How are you, Paul?
I'm wonderful because this is about as close as I can get to being over there.
And Gene Simmons, how are you doing?
Hi, guys. Really, really, really good. Lucky, blessed, all that. I've gotten the vaccines, both of them.
You guys are the leaders in your field, and does it feel like this is the end of the road at the right time?
Well, this is the end of the road simply because even though I'm a powerful and attractive man, and actually in real life I'm stunning, but we are literally the hardest working band out there. Jagger and the Stones are older, I will say that, and he looks fantastic, but all you have to do to be in the Stones respectfully, and I've always been a fan major, is wear some sneakers and a t-shirt and you're done. And you can stand still. You can be the godlike Keith Richards and just strum and you're fine. You don't have to break a sweat. I've got to walk around in 40 to 45 pounds of armor studs, 12 pound guitar, 8-inch platform heels. And the armor and the stuff weighs about 45 pounds. I think I should have thought of this about this long and hard. Maybe I should have been in a band like U2 or the Stones.
Yes.
You know, it's comfortable.
And Paul, compared to your last farewell tour, you know, 20 years ago or so, the circumstances are very different. The band are actually bowing out and they're enjoying each other's company.
Really, the last time we thought we were going to say farewell, it was because we were miserable playing with two of the people, quite frankly. And we drank the Kool-Aid and actually thought, well, we need to put the horse down for us to be able to go out and best to take a victory lap, spend a great evening with people where we all know that this is the last of it.
It really is going to be a celebration. KISS coming down under for the End of the Road Tour. Tickets through kissonline.com. More after this with Paul Stanley and Gene Simmons. This is Triple M. Triple M hanging out with Gene Simmons and Paul Stanley from KISS before their massive End of the Road World Tour. Now, Gene, I've got to ask you, how long does it take to get the makeup done on your face?
For me, it's 2 hours.
Wow.
Because none of the lines on my face, and I've got a few, you see what I did there? That was a joke.
Yeah.
There are no straight lines. It's difficult enough to have a straight line and match it on the other side because we don't use stencils. It's all hand-drawn. So all those sort of bended lines on the makeup have to be, you know, reasonably accurate on the other side. And as a statement of fact, I actually wear more makeup and higher heels than your wonderful female cohort.
This is the thing. Back in the early 70s when you started, you must have loved the fact that you guys had the face makeup and you were going out on stage, you're all glammed up, and people would have been telling you to get off stage. And then by the end of the gig, you would have had them well and truly in the palm of your hand.
Honestly, I can remember doing a run of shows with a British band. And the first time they saw us walk out of our dressing room, and I don't hold a grudge, they just burst out laughing. They just thought it was the funniest thing. They weren't laughing after half the audience left when we were done.
We opened for everybody, Manfred Mann, Savoy Brown, Argent, a lot of the British bands who unfortunately didn't do their homework. So they allowed us because they didn't understand that this new band is on for 30 minutes, but before the first chord, there are bombs that go off and everything. And our logo was hanging above the stage. So, and the lights would blind you. So when you closed your eyes, when it went to darkness, you'd see the imprint, if you see what I mean, of the KISS logo in your eyes, when your eyelids were closed. The other thing is, once we got off stage, and Savoy Brown or Manfred Mann hit the stage, there wasn't enough time to take our logo off. So they'd be playing with our logo hanging over their heads. In those days, nobody had logos. Nobody hung their logos above the stage or, for God's sakes, lit it up. We were criticized because they thought it was too Las Vegas. Now everybody's got a logo and stuff.
More with Gene Simmons and Paul Stanley after this, and we'll talk about the time they met AC/DC for the first time. This is Triple M. Triple M hanging out with KISS, Gene Simmons and Paul Stanley before their End of the Road World Tour hits Australia in November. Now, over the years, you've had some incredible bands opening for KISS.
We took AC/DC out on their first tour in America. Bon Jovi, Motley Crue, Judas Priest, Iron Maiden, Rush, you know, it goes on and on and on. Sadly, we never took Angry Anderson and the boys out, but that's our fault.
But AC/DC would have been a real eye-opener for you guys as well, because they were just raw, you know, straight out of the pubs, and you had Bond scored up front.
It was great. It was. Yeah. I saw them playing in a really small club in L.A. I happened to be there, and all I remember is being close to the stage, because I love that. You know, I want to feel it. I want to feel the chest kind of cave in when the bass and the kick drum hits it. That's I don't want to be at a safe distance. You know, if it's too loud, you're too old. So I'm in the front, and even after the blackouts between songs, there's Angus just running around on stage, not posing, just kind of feeling it like somebody in a trance or something. I said, that guy is rock and roll. That guy's real. So after the show, I went backstage, and Gene Simmons, I'm doing a bad Aussie accent. Oh, Gene Simmons, yeah, all right. Yeah, yeah. I go, who's the guy? You're the guy. What's your name? Angus. And then he smiled, and I'll never forget it. He didn't have front teeth. And I guess at that point they couldn't afford it. So I said, let me take you a few blocks away. I want to sit down and talk with you. So he did. And I'll never forget it. We went to a place called Mel's Diner, which is, you know, in some parts of the world famous.
It is famous. Yeah.
And there we are at 1 a.m. in the morning. You know, to some people, I'm kind of a big deal. So all the waitresses and everybody gathered around the table, and at that point they had yet to know who Angus and the boys were, but it was just Angus and myself. What was it like, Mr. Simmons, you know, all that kind of stuff. I said, ask my friend first. I'll never forget it. Angus asked for a frankfurter instead of a hot dog and beans, and they looked at each other. I said, get the man what he wants. So they did. They brought it back, and I'll never forget, Angus picked up the hot dog, you know, without the bun, and started biting into it on the side of his mouth because the two front teeth were missing. And I said to him, I sort of remember that most of the conversation, you guys are great. I'm going to make some calls. You're going out on tour with us.
And the rest is history, as they say. Triple M bringing Kiss to Australia for the End of the Road World Tour in November. We've got more with Gene Simmons and Paul Stanley after this on Triple M. Triple M hanging out with Kiss, Gene Simmons and Paul Stanley before the End of the Road Tour hits Australia in November. Now back to Gene Simmons. You must have some great memories coming back to Australia.
When we first came to your wonderful country, I mean, we worship Australia. You have no idea. When we first came there in 1980, maybe it was 1880, I'm not sure, we were still hiding our faces. So we were trapped. I'll never forget, the Siebel Townhouse. Is that still around?
It's only just recently been demolished, but that is a hotel.
Oh, that's that.
That's
so we
world
were,
famous.
We took over the top floor and had the drapes drawn all the time because there are helicopters outside trying to get photos of us without the makeup. And we couldn't go out. You know, the fans were outside and all that, so we'd cover our heads and put on, what's the Aussie outlaw who had the metal mask on?
Ned Kelly.
It was a movie made. Yeah. Ned Kelly, right. Yeah. So we all put on, you can Google and schmoogle it. You can see us in Ned Kelly metal masks, headgear over our heads as we walked out and went to a private boat. It's the only time we could, and of course, a bevy of beauties. Thank you, Australia. But we love Australia. When we first went there, we played 2 or 3 days in both Melbourne Stadium and Sydney Stadium. In the days when bands did not play stadiums, we were just awed by all of it. Most importantly, the people were stunning.
And Paul, I heard your parties were insane.
There would be parties thrown for us every night, and it really reached a point where I was like, please, no party tonight. But lo and behold, there was a party, and I went. That first tour, I seriously considered that I could live there.
Hey, we'd love to have you. Gene Simmons, Paul Stanley, more with Kiss after this. This is Triple M. Triple M, and we can't wait for Kiss to hit Australia for the End of the Road Tour. Get those tickets for November and December 2021 now through kissonline.com. We're with Gene Simmons and Paul Stanley. You guys must be so excited to get back up on the stage.
Well, anything good is worth waiting for, and I promise you, we've always been committed. The real test is once we've got enough money and fame and all the rest of that stuff that everybody points to as the reason, you got to love the stage. You got to remember, we are either insane, deluded, or really believe in the notion, because our introduction is you wanted the best, you got the best, the hottest band in the world, Kiss. That's not just a phrase, but backstage, it's like a football team, you know, you or a boxer getting ready to get into the ring. Don't get into that ring unless you intend on going in there and knocking the bejesus out of your opponent. And that's the way we approach the stage. Go out there and be great. Just be out. Don't be ordinary. Be extraordinary, or don't go out there at all. And I will promise you, if you miss the shows, then that's okay. Ask around. You will see. Even if you hate the band, even if you prefer Cold Chisel, the people will come back and tell you, that's the best show I've ever seen.
This is why you're going out at the right time, because 20 or so years ago when you had that farewell tour, the band was in chaos and you kind of hated each other, but now you all get along.
By the way, that's a fair point, and it's worth addressing. 20 years ago, both Ace and Peter went through their personal issues. You know, the cliche of rock and roll. You can point to almost any band. And Paul and I have always been straight. We thought, you know, the band just isn't living up to what it's supposed to be. Let's just quit. I don't want to get out there and offer excuses. That was a mistake in this song or that, because you don't want to drive a car with a flat tire, okay? Mm. It's not to pull off to the side of the road or get the car off the road. And that was our intention. And more fans would come up and say, gee, I wish you guys would go back out on tour. I miss you guys. We said, well, what about, we don't care. We just want to see Kiss. Oh, we could never imagine Kiss going out without the original members. And then somebody said, well, the Beatles aren't original. And AC/DC must have had 20 lineup changes, but you want to go. You want to hear those songs. You want to hear For Those About to Rock, and you want to see Angus running around on stage like a crazy madman. You want to hear that. Yeah. Yes, it's even okay to change lead singers. You bet it is. There are no rules. There's only, are you going to be great or are you not?
More with Gene Simmons and Paul Stanley of Kiss after this. This is Triple M. Triple M, this is Becco hanging out with Gene Simmons and Paul Stanley of Kiss, the End of the Road World Tour. Ready to farewell one of the biggest bands in the world this November here in Australia. Now, I've got to ask you about I Was Made for Loving You. Now, that was a really big hit back here in Australia.
It was a huge hit around the world. It did okay in America. Mm. Paul wrote that one with a few other people. And, you know, just generally, I prefer harder hitting stuff that hits you in the chest, which is why I wrote I Love It Loud and Deuce and sort of more of the hard rocking guitar things. Paul walks in one day and he says, I got a brand new song. I'll never forget this. And to this day, it's not my favorite song to play. But when we play it, everybody goes insane. And that's when I go, okay, you're right, I'm wrong. Paul walks in and says, I got a brand new song. Okay, what's it about? What's the thing? He goes, well, here are the lyrics. Tonight. I'm going, oh, yeah, that's good. Yeah, what's the rest? I want to give it all to you. Oh, fantastic. That's rock. Yeah. What's the next line? In the darkness. Oh, great. That's cool. There's something I want to do. Fantastic. Okay, how's it go? And he starts playing it. I'm going, well, it's okay. What's my part? He goes, do. No, Paul. I just got finished singing Unholy. Let me just sing it my way. Do. He goes, no. The song, everybody should sing do, like you're in a campfire and everybody's singing like girls. To this day, I spit fire, lick the dirt off the floor with my enormous tongue. Don't be jealous.
Oh, yeah.
And then when the song comes up, I got to stand there proudly and go, do. Kill me now.
We can't wait to hear it live in November, the End of the Road World Tour with Kiss. More with Gene Simmons and Paul Stanley after this on Triple M. Triple M hanging out with Gene Simmons and Paul Stanley of Kiss. The End of the Road World Tour hits our country in November. Get those tickets through kissonline.com. Back to Paul. And what do you want to say to all your fans over here, the Kiss Army in particular, who are going to go out and see you live for the last time?
Just that when we hit the stage, we leave it all on the stage. We have so much to be grateful for to you. We really want to wrap this up in a way. We put the bow on the present and then we blow it up. Australia's been magical for us.
What about you, Gene?
It begins and ends with a simple idea. We love you guys. So proud to be allowed to come into your country, number one. So I'd like to buy, and I can. Well, I don't mean house. I want to buy the opera house there on the waterfront, and I can. So if you have a price, I'd love that. We've been in there, just fantastic. But the scenery, the weather, the people, the food, the history, I mean, all of it is, you should really be proud. And one of the greatest bands of all time came from your shores, AC/DC, continues to be. So we're looking forward to it, to prove to you, by the way, this is how the big boys do it. All the little boys with little guitars around their necks and A, B, C, D, E, F, G. You come and see how the big boys do it. We'll show you.
Been an absolute honor. End of the Road World Tour in November. We'll see you soon and thanks for your time.
Stay well.
Oh, my pleasure.
Be happy and get those vaccines, please.